Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper dawn. Giving a microphone, dressed like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen. Why don't you join in?
Everybody, y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who offers me encouragement with my moments of inspiration in the morning. I want to say this to you. A lot of times I'm saying the things that I need to hear. Now, I've heard from a lot of people that they really appreciate it and it benefits them and it's helped them in so many ways. I thank you for saying that. But you all helped me too, and I thank you for that. You know, I don't have to be in the position I'm in. I'm in this position because of God's grace and mercy in my life. And, you know, I work hard. I do. I'll admit that. But I've learned over the years that, you know, you got to give God to something to bless. You know, a lot of us want blessings, but we ain't got nothing in action. We ain't moving, you know, to give God nothing to put his hand on, to touch on your behalf. And that's what I've tried to do. I've tried to work hard enough to give God some stuff that he can put his hands on my behalf. You know, I take meetings when I ain't really sure how they gonna go, but maybe God will go in there and touch somebody on my behalf. I don't know, but he can't touch nobody on your behalf at the meeting if you don't take the meeting. You know, if you don't go and try and make the sale, if you don't put the call in to make the sale, God can't touch nobody to make them buy. You feel me? I mean, you know, and I ain't trying to make it sound like people around me or I know ain't doing nothing. I'm just telling you that the way I've discovered it. Now, there could be another way. I have not discovered it yet. So doing my little moments of inspiration, I can only come from what I know. But I do thank everybody for the encouragement from time to time. I just want to say thank you, too. But I'm a lot of times I'm trying to get myself through some things. So here's a good one today. Okay, you ready? All right. Everybody and anybody can pray. See, that's the thing about prayer. Everybody and anybody can pray. See, and let me say this to you. What you got to lose by praying? What you ain't got to make no spectacle of it. It don't say you had to go to the center of the courthouse, get on your knees on the other side of the metal detector and cry out. That ain't how God works. You ain't got to show out for God. God will do all the showing out. All you got to do is do. You leave the showing out part to God. He going to clown for you. Please know, he going to show you off to everybody who need to see it, and especially your enemies. So you leave the showing out part to him. You can pray. I mean, everybody and anybody can pray. Prayer is for everybody and anybody. Everybody and anybody I know need prayer. If you're not applying it, I'm going to tell you, man, you're missing out on something here because you're missing out on something. First of all, you don't have to check with nobody to pray. You ain't got to clear it with nobody to pray. You don't need permission from anybody to pray. You ain't even got to tell nobody, if you don't want to, that you've been praying about something. Now, like a cat like me that has seen prayer work over and over and over, I ain't got no problem saying out loud that I'm praying about something, that I prayed for this and it came true, that I'm praying that God get me through something. I don't really have a problem saying that because it didn't work for me so many times. And it has never, ever failed me yet. Prayer has never not worked for me. Now, you got to understand something. Sometimes the answer to your prayer is no. But see, I got that too, though. See, I understand that part of it, that sometimes the answer to the prayer is no. I got that. You know, come on, Steve. Sometimes the answer is no. And I've learned to accept that. But at least now that I know that the answer is no, I can move on to the next step or move on to the way he got for me. See, sometimes I pray for stuff I want. And then sometimes the answer to what I want is no. Then I say, okay, well, God, what you got for me? What he got for me way better than the thing I was about to pray for or the thing I was praying for and I got a no to. But you got to do it a little bit to understand that part. But let's just talk about the basic benefits of prayer. Because, see, prayer is beneficial, y'all. Listen to me now. You're listening to a cat. I'm telling you what I know. I ain't guessing about this one here. This is what I know. Prayer is for everybody, and anybody can pray. But here are the benefits for me in my life that prayer has helped me. And this is not in the order of significance or importance. These are just some of the elements that occur when I pray. First of all, purpose. I find purpose in prayer. You know, like if I'm trying to figure out the mission and the how come, the what for, the why did it, the how to, that's purpose. I get purpose when I pray. I ask God, what's the purpose? What am I doing it for? What does it matter? He gives me that in prayer. Sometimes I get direction. Direction is a beautiful thing I get. Okay, which way? Which way, Lord? I'm tossed up. I got a decision to make, and I ain't really sure what to do. What should I do? Show me which way to go. Direction. How many times have you needed some direction? Well, that's what prayer does. Let's talk about them again now. Purpose, direction. Here's another good thing it provides. Clarity. Lord have mercy. Man, how many times has he cleared it for me? Showed it to me. Removed some people out the way. Put some people over here. Expose something to me that I really needed to know. See, prayer work on so many levels. Purpose, direction, clarity. Man, oh, I see now. Oh. Sometimes it's exposing an enemy, showing you somebody who's betraying you. Sometimes it's showing you somebody that's just hanging on for all the wrong reasons. Just clarity, man. I thank him for clarity through prayer. Here's another one. Calmness. It just calms me down, man. It just makes me feel easier to know that I ain't out here dealing with it by myself, that I got a power that I done tapped in that's greater than all powers, the most electrifying, stimulating, sensational power available to mankind is your connection with your creator, with God. There's nothing greater for you, man. There's nothing, I don't care what nobody tell you. There's nothing greater you can do for yourself than get in touch with who made you and find out what your purpose is. Get yourself some direction about who you are. Get yourself some clarity about what you ought to be doing. And then calm down, man, so everything don't upset you. You know, sometimes, man, people be wondering, man, I don't know how you deal with all that. Because I done prayed, man. And I done got me some calmness working in my life to where all these waters that's raging around me and these storms and everything, it ain't tossing my boat upside down. Oh, I'll be up in it sometime. But I'm not turning over and drowning in all this here. I got a calmness, man, knowing that God is working on my behalf, that he's getting it done for me. And no matter how wrong it looked for me right now, I know God got me. Calmness. It's really cool to have calmness, man. Here's something else it gives to me, too. Understanding and wisdom. It just makes me go, oh, okay, I got that. I see. Oh, you know what, man? I was tripping on that. Oh, okay, I see. You know what? That's going down because of this and because that happened. Now look at what that, oh, I see how that's working. That's wisdom. That's understanding. And then just one more thing before we get out of here. It just make me feel hopeful sometimes. Matter of fact, all the time. It just always got me filled with hope that I know something big about to pop off, that something else about to go down. He just give me hope, man. That's what prayer does. It do all them things. So if you ain't praying, I check into it today. Really, it's such a powerful and beneficial thing to all of us. Anybody and everybody can pray. Just talk to him. Just like you talking to anybody. Or watch how you feel.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies. Yeah, welcome to the morning show. I'm your man. Sweet Daddy Willica on the radio this morning. Willica. Just trying to get at all y'all one at a time. Anybody want to call me? My personal cell is 842-1414. Want it? That's 842-1414. Want it?
Sweet Daddy Willica.
Sweet Daddy Willica on the radio. Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing today?
Okay, all right.
I didn't like that opening. I didn't care for it. Fell apart. It ain't had nothing with it. I just wasn't ready. That's all. When he said we're up, I just went, I ain't got that right now. So I had to go get it. It's here. Shirley, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Steve. I'm good. How are you? Hey, everyone.
Carla.
What's happening, Steve? Crew, what up?
Junior.
Morning, up.
Fool number one.
Yay, yay.
Oh, I'm two.
Yeah, you fool number two.
Morning, Mr. Harvey.
I'm going to just go and say it, man.
What you want to say?
I'm going to do good today, but I'm toe up a little bit.
I know why.
I'm a little exhausted.
Yeah, we got you, though. We got you, though.
We know why, though.
Pick it up. There's three of y'all.
He woke out, man.
What's wrong? I tell you exactly what's wrong.
What?
Our leader.
Over-hosting.
Our leader
don't care for nothing. That's the problem.
What happened?
Oh, AJ kicked in.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, overhosting.
When I tell you some careers were crushed yesterday.
Yesterday? Oh my gosh.
Some live
changes. Where were you
changes.
Guys yesterday?
We did more Apollo yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. I'm still in New York. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, here's the sad part, Shirley, Carla, okay. Tommy. He don't care how old you are.
No, there's no age limit to it.
He did the kids?
What?
Yes, kids. Not only kids, Jeez. Kids' parents, kids' grandparents.
Oh, he
kids.
Went generational
yeah.
on you.
Yeah,
oh.
he went in.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. But you know what, though? I must say.
They deserved it.
It was the most brilliant thing I had ever seen in my life.
One thing about it, nobody got it who didn't deserve it. Not one person.
And somebody tried to check him about checking that situation.
No.
Oh, okay. No, you can't check him about the situation.
And I tell you, everybody who got it deserved it. Hey. Deserved
it.
Yeah.
It was Shirley, like that.
One thing I found out about Uncle Steve is when he's walking off,
uh-huh.
Don't say nothing to him while his back is turned, because he comes right back.
Oh.
Because he can hear.
Oh. Wait.
Give us an example of one.
So somebody said something and he was walking away?
Oh, he was walking away. He was through the situation.
One guy had these two cute little girls. Very cute. Uh-huh. They had on nice dresses. When we come back. Very nice girls. Very nice dresses. Very nice parents. But
I
it didn't go
know
well.
What y'all talking about.
Oh, you know.
You snap.
You know.
Well,
you
when
snap
we
back.
Come back, we gonna find out.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We talking about the Showtime and DePaulo when we come back with these two liars.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are. We're still at the Apollo, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Showtime at the Apollo.
We're still there. We're still there. Yeah. Steve, in another one of his hosting gigs, he's back at the Apollo. Tell us about it, Steve.
It went really well yesterday again. You all are in for a real treat when this airs. It's timeless. It is timeless.
Oh, good.
The acts were brilliant.
Some of them.
And the acts suck.
Between brilliant and suck, right?
Brilliant and suck.
Yes. Well, let me tell
you something. That's a wide gap.
It's all right. Don't cut it in there.
No, there were none that were all right.
No, I mean, you got to be real good or you got to go.
What was the worst one?
So many. Ooh.
You can't really.
Well,
you
go
can't
ahead.
Determine what the worst one is, Tommy, yeah. Because you ain't got but 10 seconds.
Yeah.
That's the teaching lesson yesterday.
Okay, what now?
That's the 10 teaching. Seconds.
I told this one dude when he got booed off, I said, listen to me. I've been watching. It's time that I start passing out some tips here. Y'all listen to me. I don't care how much time they told you you had in rehearsal. Minute and a half, 2 minutes. Your ass got 10 seconds.
To bring it.
I'm just going to be real with you. I don't know what was discussed with you in rehearsal. But in actuality, you got 10 seconds. I said, now the boy that just got booed off.
Yeah.
He spent 15 seconds
posing,
doing the same pose.
Was he a model?
He modeling?
Well, he thought he was.
He thought he was.
Oh, he had blonde hair. He was light skinned, dyed his hair blonde. Good looking guy.
Yeah.
In shape, wore all white, had on ballet slippers. Yeah. Never got to that part.
Yeah.
Should have came out on your toes.
Apollo.
We never found out what the ballet shoes was for. Had the little slippers on. I said, all right, this boy finna get up on his toe. We finna see something.
Is the Apollo audience more impatient now than they were in the
past? Booed one guy coming up the aisle. The magician with the guns. He was coming up the aisle. And they started booing him. And he hadn't made it to the stage yet.
Now, listen to me. Harlem has changed. There's a lot more whites there than ever before. It's a lot more whites. But it's still enough Harlemites.
Harlemites.
And they not changing.
No.
And so I asked them at the beginning of the show to please help our brothers and sisters who are here, because over half of them are there for the first time.
Okay.
So I instruct them to enlighten our new brothers on how we perform. So we practice. I said, if we like something, y'all show me what you're going to do. I said, now, on the other hand, if a situation occurs, show them what they're going to do.
Ooh.
The demonstration of the booing shocks most of the newcomers.
Okay.
Why?
Because they get up, the demonstration is ugly.
Yeah.
It's strong.
Example.
Yeah, it is.
But, man, let me tell you something.
Love Apollo.
They booed this magician.
They booed a few magicians.
They booed him coming
Amen.
Up
there. Amen. Only one magician made it.
Black people just don't do magic.
Well, if you do magic, you got to be good.
You got to be outstanding. You got to be
Houdini. Yeah.
You got to be Houdini.
So this dude goes out there. He got the ballet slippers on, all white. Good looking guy, man. Blonde hair, nice haircut, clean shaven. It's time for him to start. He walks to the back of the stage, and he starts doing that Vogue. Remember Madonna's Vogue?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He just started doing like 15 seconds of Vogue poses. And by the time he started to come to the front, they started. It was too late.
They cleared their throat, Steve.
Now, we don't know what you're getting ready to do, but you're taking too damn long.
We're not going
to
wait on it.
They're impatient with it.
No.
The audience is impatient.
No, and he was in shock. It was mind-blowing, the level and the severity of the
bullet.
Like Steve said, the white people are new to it, but they pick up quickly. They pick it up. Yeah, and once they got it, they got it.
Oh,
they
man.
It. Once they're in it, they're in it, man.
Oh, the Andrews sisters was out there singing. There was these four white people on the front row. This man with these three women. And when the booing started, they would hold their head down and, you know, put their hand on their chest and, like, oh, my God, oh, my God. Uh-huh. Oh my God. And they was feeling so sorry for the performer. You could see them looking at, damn near tearing up. I went out there, I had a little talk.
You
I
did.
Said, oh, you stopped it.
You failed.
What'd you say?
Yeah, you failed.
Yeah, I told him. I said, hey, listen to me. Listen, I know this is new for you. I know this is a bit shocking and it seems barbaric. But I told your ass at the beginning. Don't come in here trying to act like you more Christian than the rest of us. Because that ain't what we do up in here.
Okay.
Now, y'all going to have to get with this because it's not going to stop because we got company.
Right, right.
Okay.
Boy, two acts later, the Andrews sisters was out there and redid Scrubs. This white lady stood up. Yeah. She was on the front row, patted the stage, and pointed her off.
Oh, okay.
She
got into it.
Yeah,
wow. Patted the stage with her right hand and pointed her off with her left hand.
Made the adjustment.
You should leave before they really, really do something.
Once they picked it up, they got it. They had it.
It was good.
No, that
was
great.
I love Apollo.
Wow. And I don't know where the people go who get booed because you didn't even see them after the show.
Ever.
Oh, you know how to get
out. I don't know where they go.
They leave the building.
I think they put them in the cab. Yeah.
Okay. That's funny. So when will we get to see these shows? I can't wait.
It don't matter,
Shirley. Just come to Harlem.
Will it be this year, hopefully?
Yeah,
probably. I don't know when, though.
Oh, okay. All right, up next, Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back. We'll do that right after this jam.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll tell you how you can help make a difference in a young man's life through none other than Steve Harvey's mentoring program. That's coming up at the top of the hour, so get ready for that. Steve does this every year. Every year it gets bigger and bigger. We want to help you. Plus, Miss Ann will be here with today's national headlines. But right now, as promised, it's time for the nephew to run that prank back.
Can your wife help me with my thesis? Can your wife?
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach. Who is this? Hey, my name is Ellis, man. Is this Daryl? Is this a husband?
Yeah, this is me. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, man? Listen, my mother's Miss, man. She goes to church with your wife's mom, with mother. And I'm actually in med school, man, and they told me your wife she's a nurse, is that right?
Yeah, she's a nurse. But you say your mama go to church with my wife's mama?
Right. My mother's she goes to church with mother.
Oh, okay then. All right.
I was calling y'all for, Daryl, man, if you didn't mind, I'm getting ready to do my thesis, man. I'm doing my thesis for the end of the year, end of the semester, man, for med school. And they told me your wife, you know, that might be able to help me out. So I was hoping I could talk to her for a second, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Hold on real quick, all right? Hold on.
Okay.
I want to talk to you about something. His mama spoke. You want to talk to you? Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Yes?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Ellis. My mother, she go to church with your mother.
Uh-huh.
And they gave me your number that you might be able to help me out with some stuff. I'm in med school right now. I'm studying to be a gynecologist. And that you might be able to help me out with some things. And I wanted to reach out to you if it was cool.
Okay. And what's your name again?
Ellis.
And your mom goes to church with my mom?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. What I'm doing is I'm doing my thesis.
And, you know, this is my big end of the year exam.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm doing is I'm making my thesis a video in opposed to a report.
Okay.
So everything is going to be on video. So what I'm trying to do is actually get a time where I can hook up with you and maybe examine you and get all that on video.
So you said you want to videotape me? What kind of exam did you take?
I will be giving you and I put your legs in the stirrups and all that, and just video me doing the actual examination on you.
You want a video? Maybe he told me he want a videotape him giving me a.
Hello, hey, say, hello? What you talking about? You want to do what again, dude? I'm working on my thesis, man, and what I'm doing, my thesis is going to be a video. So I'm going to actually video myself giving your wife a.
Man, what you talking about? You want to videotape my wife giving a.
Yo, what the is wrong with you?
Hey, brother, this right here for my grade, man. You know, this ain't nothing on a personal tip, man. This is for the grade, you know. Your wife being in the medical field, I thought y'all would have kind of understand
something
like that.
This is my wife you talking about, dude. You want a video camera of my wife.
Oh, look at the video.
All you do is got to look at it, man. You can't, hell no, man.
Hey, well, man, listen, this is for my grade, man. This ain't, I mean, only the professor is going to see.
You can fuck as far as I'm concerned. You better go find somebody else. You ain't going to do my wife. This again, man.
My name Ellis, man. I told you, no, my mama, Miss, she go to church with
mama. You can't go to church with my mama, and I'm calling
you. Man, no, we don't know who the Miss is, man. We ain't never seen your mama, man. What you trying to do? You ain't finna do no on my wife, man. All y'all. Hell yeah.
Man. Okay, but y'all, let me ask you something. Don't she go in there and get a anyway at least once or twice a year?
Yeah, she do, but ain't got no videotape my wife and like that.
But man, this is brother.
You better go find somebody else, man. That, man. That dog. All that, man. I don't know you. I don't know your mama. All y'all, man.
Okay. Can you put me on speakerphone so I can talk to both of y'all?
No, hell no. You ain't finna talk back to my wife.
Okay, can I say one more thing?
Talking about videotaping my wife, dog. Yeah, you ain't talking to my wife no more.
I just want
to
say this, man. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy, Doug.
Baby. Talking about this is Nephew. This ain't no Nephew Tommy talking about videotaping my wife. This is Nephew Tommy.
Yeah, boy. You got a boy named Doug, don't you?
Hold on, wait. What'd you say? Who did that?
Doug.
Tell him. Doug and Tony. I'm going to kick his man. That's some man. Dude, you don't call nobody. Oh, dog. Man, you had me hot, dude.
Oh, man. Y'all all right, man?
My heart was beating fast, man.
Hey. Hey, man. Hey, put the phone up over y'all for the hills, man.
Okay. Hold on right quick. Let me see if I can turn the speaker on. Hold on. All right. Go ahead, man.
Okay. Damn.
What?
I got one thing I got to ask y'all. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's
like
you
want. Man, say, man. Next time my wife go back up in there, man, get up. I'm going up in there, man. Make sure your ain't up in there.
I try to be stupid.
You are. Well, you
try. It's not much of an effort. Yeah.
You succeeded.
Little or no effort.
Since birth.
Every day you do it. Every day.
Since birth.
And everybody knew it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It seems to be news to you every day.
And someone's going
to
hurt
but
you.
But the rest of us,
I'm just trying to
be stupid.
I'm trying to elevate it, brother. I'm trying to take it to another stupidity level. That's
it can't get any, bruh.
I don't even
algebra, but I know good and hell well yours is a basic number with that little number up in the right corner.
Square.
Yeah, you whatever that is.
Square.
I didn't even get
stupid
that.
Stupid square.
Yeah. Damn, why don't you just write the number down? I hate it, math.
All right, guys, we talked about this yesterday. Bill Maher will get to keep his job at HBO. Despite the backlash over his on-air use of the N-word, TMZ says the comedian is set to do a new episode of Real Time on Friday and will keep his job with the network after, like I said, he used a racial slur. He was talking to Republican Senator Ben Sasse. Many called for HBO to fire Bill Maher. He apologized on Saturday, saying, "I regret the word I used in the banter of a live moment." That's what he said.
I don't think that cost his job. It wasn't good at the time, mm-hmm. but it's not job cost. I know Bill Maher.
Mm-hmm.
I know Bill Maher. He really is a cool guy, man. Really is a cool guy. What he said could have been offensive a lot of times. Great joke if a black had said it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, if black dude has said it, funny. Yeah. Knowing Bill Maher the way I do, I understood it coming from him. Now, political correctness makes us have to say, oh, my God, he's horrible. But really, though.
It was brilliant.
He was talking to a Republican senator about Nebraska who invited him to work in the field. He took a whole nother turn on it.
Yeah, he did.
And I understood that magnitude. Because if you knew Bill Maher, the dude he is, he actually fights for a lot of stuff that the average person don't even care nothing about. So, you know, look, I know political correctness, we supposed to be offended by that, but I didn't give
a And he dates a lot of black women. Lots.
That's all.
Pretty much all of them. Uh-huh.
And unlike Kathy Griffin, who had some problems, Bill Maher hasn't seen any of his tour dates or anything canceled.
Well, Kathy Griffin, that was a little bit...
Damaging.
That was bad. And you know, see, that's what I was saying to Snoop and Bow Wow. When Snoop did the video about shooting the president, I was just telling him and Bow Wow, y'all got to be careful, because when you go after these people, because what's happening to Kathy Griffin right now? They could easily turn that thing on the board.
Mentoring.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, I'm talking to the Steve Harvey Nation right now. Attention, attention. The Harvey Foundation Mentoring Camp is next week. The mission of the Steve and Marjorie Harvey Foundation is to provide outreach to fatherless youth by promoting educational enrichment, one-on-one mentoring, and global services initiatives that will cultivate the next generation of responsible leaders. There you have it in a nutshell. All right?
Yeah, folks. And it starts... next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Tuesday, the boys get off the bus. I promised you if you all helped me last year, I could do more boys. We got 250 boys this year to camp. Instead of 100, we up at 250 now. We really are changing lives at this camp. The camp had to move again. We moved the camp again. It's outside of Macon, Georgia, down at the Chick-fil-A Ranch. And so... Nice. We're down there, and we provide youth with nationwide programming, and the aftercare program is outstanding too. I'm going to release online some videos of some boys that's graduated that have thanked me for being in their life. Some young cats with kids, man. I mean, man, I had a 15-year-old boy had two kids. I mean, you know, man. Don't even understand manhood yet, but nobody ever told him how to behave. And when he left the camp, he said, man, I really appreciate you all helping me because I don't even know how to be a father. He said, I never had a dad.
Yeah.
He said, now I'm a dad. I don't even know what to be. So we have a program where we talk to these kids, you know, about having kids and things like that. And so this young man now, this was 2 years ago, he's working, taking care of his children. You know, simple stuff like that. Every child is not going to college. Let's just be clear about this. But my mentoring program is not to send you to college. My mentoring program is to turn you into productive men. Whatever you choose to do. We got kids in the Home Depot program. Over at Home Depot, we got kids in the military. And we do have a lot of kids that go off to college. We got kids in all branches of the service, Air Force, Marines, Navy, Army. I mean, man, we got some really, really good kids out there, man. I'm so proud of them. I got so many graduation videos. I'm talking about, I got kids going from, graduating from college.
How long you been doing this?
All right.
Nick, this is about 9 years now.
Good.
I got kids.
Isn't
that long? That's great. Yeah, man. My little dude, Nick, graduated from Morehouse. We paid for his full education.
Nick, way to go, Nick.
Nick graduated from Morehouse. Nick also became a Q.
What did you say, nephew?
You ain't got a hold against Nick.
I saw the way you threw it in there.
Nick saw the light early. Nick saw the light early, you know. You know, ain't nothing wrong with noobs, you know. I got a lot of y'all working for me.
I like how you threw that in there.
I know.
You're throwing shots today.
I ain't throwing shots. I just said the boy was a cute, and you said something, so you know you can't get no free one. You can't just get free jabs with me. So here's the deal, y'all. If you want to assist us, if you want to do a part in this, have your hand in it, and everything, please text. You can text to give. You can text to give, and we would certainly appreciate it. If you text Steve to the number, if you text this number in your phone, 91999. It's just that simple. 91999. if you text on your phone 91999, then in the block where it says 2, text to Steve. And you can give anything you want. Just follow the instructions from there. And you can give any amount you want.
Okay. I like it. So, and if you need any more information, if you need any more information, more details, go to harveyfoundation.com. That's harveyfoundation.com. And
is it .com or .org?
It's .com. Okay. You don't know?
I don't have to go there.
Let's go to Miss Ann, Steve.
You ain't got to go to Miss Ann.
My money comes straight out the bank.
You ain't got to go to
Miss Ann. Let's go to Miss Ann. She's here.
That's you.
Hello.
Hell, hello. Shirley, you said it. What the hell you tell me to say it for?
You introduce you said, her every you, morning. Well,
but Shirley, you said, let's go to Miss Ann. So I'm waiting on, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp. Jesus.
Okay, I'll just take it away. Good morning, everybody.
Tommy, I'm sorry, Miss Ann. Tommy.
No, Miss Ann, just go on. He's it's talking about nothing right now.
Okay, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Okay, yesterday it was a horrific thing going on in Florida. A man who was fired from a Florida awning factory 2 months ago returned yesterday with a semi-automatic pistol. And Orlando Sheriff Jerry Deming says he commenced to shooting people.
The individual was armed with a handgun and a knife. There's no indication that he used a knife on any of the victims, but shot 5 innocent people and then turned the gun on himself.
The shooter has been identified as John Robert Newman, a 45-year-old Army veteran who lived alone. Monday, by the way, marks 1 year since the worst mass shooting in U.S. history took place, also in Orlando. That was at the gay nightclub where 49 people were killed. This is day 2 of the sexual assault trial of Bill Cosby. The trial involves a former Temple University basketball department employee, 24-year-old Andrea Constant, who told her side of the story to court yesterday after opening statements were made. Walking along with Cosby was his youngest TV daughter, Keisha Knight Pulliam, quietly smiling and holding on to him very, very tightly. More than 40 women have accused the actor comedian of assault. And get with the program, guys. Forget the male romper. Just in time for Father's Day, it's the lace short set. That's right. It's a pastel see-through lace short and shirt set for men. It's uber couture. And believe it or not, some of the color and size combinations already sold out. But for a lot of men, this is the end. Eugene the Butterfly coming up 20 minutes after the hour. Steve Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've changed my ways. Ladies and gentlemen, Eugene.
Wow.
Oh, my God, that was good. Oh, my God, that was good. I hope we have that recorded because I can run it when you have an attitude. That would be good. Good morning, everyone. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla,
morning,
Jr.
Butterfly.
And my friend, Anthony Brown.
Morning, Butterfly. Flap on.
Hey, bro. Butterfly. Flutter.
This is what I... Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning.
This is what I want to do. I want to encourage everyone to get you a summer bucket list and do some things this summer that you would not normally do. Okay? All right. I'm going to go around the room in a minute, but first of all, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do this summer. You're not ready. I am going to swim with the sharks this summer.
What?
Oh, that'll be good.
Whoa.
How deep?
Pretty ambitious.
Well, however deep the ocean is, Steve. I'm just saying, I'm gonna probably go down about
you do that a lot.
I think about 20 to 30
feet. It was
feet
right
down.
There. It's right there.
Yeah,
it was right there. You just jumped on it, right? Yeah. Why couldn't you say something?
So you gonna go down
moving,
where?
People, keep it moving.
I'm gonna go down about 20
for
30 feet.
I can tell you.
Okay. But I'm going to swim with the sharks. That is something that I've been really, really, really wanting to do. All right. And
they want to too.
Yeah. What? It's also.
And here's something I want to do as well. Bear with me. I want all of us to go. I think we should all go to a nude beach this summer. Who's all in? Yes.
Why?
Anyway.
Oh, my stuff dragging in the sand. I'm not going.
What happened to you? What?
I feel you.
What?
Ignorant.
I won't say any of my stuff.
So, anyway, New Beach, swimming
with
the sharks.
I don't want the tidal wave touching me from the hotel.
And we, you y'all can wear y'all around.
We don't
want to
see each other naked.
But it's up to you.
Surely, that's not entirely true. But
Tommy, if I get the girls to go with the fellas, go.
No,
Eugene. Eugene, you don't have a nude beach body.
Oh yes, I do.
You've been working out?
A little bit.
Butterfly. Mm.
See, you've like never gone, have you? Bit. Steve, you ain't seen my body.
What? Man. What did you say, butterfly?
I seen it with clothes on it.
You have not seen my body,
and it's disturbing.
Didn't look right.
It don't look right with clothes on. And you pick that stuff.
My body
stuff
does
out.
Look right. My body glistens. You have not seen my body.
Why are you saying it like that?
What?
Body.
It's my body. He's never seen my body.
Yo, what?
Steve, have you accidentally seen my body and I don't know it?
Why does he say it like that?
I see your body every day you come in here and with clothes on. It's
you. But with clothes on, you
ain't
seen
got
my,
no business being naked, man.
When you
need
my
to
body.
Stop this. It's just kids. It's throwing up. No, somebody gonna watch you.
Listen. It's time for Ask Steve. Call us. Ask Steve anything you want. 877-29-STEVE. We'll be back at 34 after the hour. Call us. Ask Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, time for Ask Steve.
Yes, Ask Steve. So, you know, whatever you want to know.
Ask the CEO.
No, it's Ask Steve. Pay attention, man.
It's different.
Ask the CEO and Ask Steve, isn't it the same?
No, it's two.
No, it's different.
No, it's two different.
Very different.
Hey, man, you knew. Very different. Okay.
See, that's what I'm going to ask right there.
You knew?
How long before I'm not new?
Okay. Okay.
Even knowing me 30 years, how long before I'm not new?
Well, you knew you're going to stop being new when you stop asking new questions about this old ass show.
I don't know what I'm not new.
That's when you're going to quit being new.
Can I ask
so it asked Steve the same as CEO? Hey, we the same as CEO. We just said that.
Can I ask my Shirley, question?
Shirley, do you
now?
Have any questions? Or
I do. I have line three. Let's go to Shauna out of Maryland. Shauna.
Hey, yeah. Shauna.
Hey, Shauna. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Ooh, Shauna, how are you? What can I do for you?
Oh, my God, Steve, help me. So I've been married for a little less than 6 months. We've been dating for about 9 years. Before then, even like last August, sex was wonderful. Since we've been married, we have not had sex. It won't get hard. He's way younger than me.
Shauna?
Family.
Keep it clean. Watch your language.
Keep it clean, Shauna. Yeah. She just said it. She's talking about decisions.
I understand. I'm just warning her.
She just said it. It was just a decision.
Okay,
go ahead.
That's okay.
Go ahead, Shauna.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how
Okay, let me ask you a question, Shauna. Shauna, yes. This may not be nothing to do with your fault. How old is he?
37.
Yeah, he got to go to the doctor.
He
He has to go. He got to go back. He the wrong doctor. What kind of type of doctor did he go to?
A urologist, I think it was.
Yeah. Urologist can usually fix it. He's got to get another doctor. They have something for that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. Now, if he's been to the doctor, they have something for that.
Okay.
He's got to
Why are you telling me this?
He's got to get a stronger dosage. He's got to go in there. Jay, get involved here.
I'm going to say he should go see a carpenter. That's a wood specialist. See what I'm talking about?
Jay.
That's why I put that. What? He called my name. He said over there, call my damn name.
He just asked Shauna to keep it clean.
He called my name.
Here you go.
Hey, Shauna.
Yes,
Shauna.
Yes, sir.
It's a couple of problems he could have, but a urologist can fix it. But he has to change his diet, though.
Okay, Steve. Okay.
He should go see
a plumber.
Well,
I'm just trying to help you. He has to change his diet. He eats bad, and he's created a blockage. He in trouble.
Yeah.
And he 37. He got to hurry up and get to that.
I got
37.
I got one more, Steve. I got one more,
man.
He should go see a plumber. They specialize in pipes. See what I'm saying? I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help the
Jay Anthony Brown.
He called my name.
This woman has a serious problem.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shauna, was it working before y'all got married?
Yeah, that's the problem. Last August, it was all off the chain. and it's just all of a sudden just dad.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, he got on something else then.
It's a,
I don't want to just, you know.
We're not doctors on the show.
This ain't got nothing to do with medicine now.
Side chick?
What is it? Yeah.
This ain't got nothing to do with medicine no more.
What, Junior? What?
Number two.
Side chick.
Number two. Number two.
I've had that disease before, too.
It's called side chick.
I just trying to say he's exhausted. This is not helping. This is not helping.
No. Trying to say he's seeing a side chick.
You got side chickitis.
Side chickitis.
That's not funny. Look at this woman's husband.
I'm not being funny.
Ain't nobody being funny.
We telling you the truth.
That's your guy.
Okay, next question.
Oh my God.
Now you're moving along.
Yeah. All right, let's go to line four and talk to Alex out of New York.
Next.
Arts.
Hate him.
Alex, Steve.
Alex.
Hi.
Hurry.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, Alex, can you hang on? We're going to have to talk to you when we come right back, so just hang on
okay.
for us.
No problem.
Okay, because we things got out of hand on the other one.
You think? Stupid
people on this damn show.
He called my name.
We'll get Alex's question, and then we'll go to the nephew's prank phone call when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, back to Alex.
I'm yeah, we cool. back. We doing an Ask Steve. Alex, what's your question, darling?
Okay, we have to print Uncle Steve, Mr. Good morning, Harvey, darling. And good morning, to the morning show. I'll be real quick. And within the next year, I do plan on starting a wholesale bakery. It'll be everything sweet potato pie. That's not the name of it, but it'll be a company that consumers can identify with when they want an authentic, homemade, truly southern sweet potato pie. My question to you is, when I do get started, would I be able to, or would it be okay if I sent samples into your show for you guys to have, to, you know, try it out and give me an honest opinion?
Yeah, you can send it in. Where you live?
I live in New York.
All right, that's a long way for this pie to come.
That's
give it
okay.
to Sick and Die. Sick and Die.
Listen, let me tell you something, Uncle Steve. I have car will travel. Got money to buy a plane ticket. I have no problem with that.
So I'm just saying it's a long way for the pie.
You can catch us today.
Do it hold up.
We here today. If you catch us today.
Well, I can't get us here today. But I promise you, when you get it, you'll be glad.
We're in New York right now. Where you at? Alex, where are you right now?
I'm in New York on my way to
can
work.
Can you throw some pie together?
But you can't get us the pie today? Listen, no.
Let me ask you a question. You guys are usually at the Circle of Sisters, right?
No, well, that's in October. The hell's you talking about that for?
You know that pie.
Nobody waiting
that.
On no damn October for no pie.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Listen to me, Alex. Listen to me, sweetie. It is the Boy Scout mantra. It is better to be prepared to have an opportunity and not have one than to have the opportunity and not be prepared. Now, you got us on the show. We in New York, and we can't get the damn pie.
I want some pie now.
Now we mad at you. You and the damn pie. How you can't make a pie today?
Hey, you know who had a pie yesterday?
The pie man. Hey, the pie man up in Harlem. Let me tell you about the pie man in Harlem. He came up here because I knew him years ago back in the 90s. Where I used to go, Stay, he old. He's 70 now. Stay, I still got them pie. I said, man, can you bring me a pie? Go get it right now. Came right back with the pie. Cut it just like it tastes.
If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. That's what that's right. Right. You got to be ready. Man.
Damn,
you should have some pies when you called us.
Keep a pie in your car.
All right, Alex.
Now, Alex, we here in New York. I'm not leaving New York to maybe 6 tonight, 7, something like that.
Can you get a pie?
Can get a pie before we go.
Oh, yeah. Okay, 6 or 7. I gotta see.
You should be off the phone baking pie right now.
See, right there. No.
See,
right now. She said, I gotta see.
She told Steve Harvey, right, I gotta see.
We have to go.
Yeah. Hey, we gotta go.
Hey, baby, we'll see you at
the You're gonna talk to opportunity system. Like this. We don't even talk to you.
No. Come on, nephew. You got the prank.
Hey, baby, we'll see you at Circle of Sisters. Thanks.
Can I get change for 100?
Can I get change for 100?
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Regina, please.
Speaking.
Hello?
Yeah, speaking. This is Regina.
Okay. Hey, you did a bachelor party for me and my boys like about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Sean, you remember Sean?
Yes.
Okay. Now listen, when you was doing a lot of lap dances at night. You remember that?
Yes. So how did you get my number? How can I help you? You need a party done? I mean, what do you need?
Okay, well, no, it ain't nothing like that. I'm saying, you know, you did a lot of lap dances. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, well, listen, you know, that night I was at the party, you did some lap dances for me. But
okay.
What I wanted to tell you was that the lap dances you had did was, the lap dances was $10, am I right?
Right, you would be correct, yes.
Okay.
They were $10.
The lap dances was $10, but I thought I gave you a $10 bill when I really gave you $100.
Okay.
So, you know, the reason why I called you was I'm trying to get that $90 back.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you something. First of all, how did you get my number?
Well, the dude that,
Who was dude?
That threw the back, you know, the guy that hooked y'all up as far as doing the bachelor, Billy. Billy the ones that got y'all to come and do the bachelorette party.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to, you know, tell you is that I got the number from him.
Okay.
And he told me that I could call you and try to just talk to you about it.
Okay. And you want me to give you
$90. I had tipped you. I was really finna pay you $10, but it was a $100 bill. So what I'm saying to you is that I want to get the other $90 back.
I'm not giving you no damn $90.
Excuse me?
I'm not giving you your damn $90. Hell, when you gave me the $100.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. I don't even think you understand. I wasn't trying to give you all that money at one time. I need to get that money back from you.
I don't think you understand.
$10. That's it. The other $90 belonged to me. I ain't get my change back from you.
I'm not giving you no change back. That $90 was a damn tip. I'm not giving you back.
Don't nobody be giving you no damn $100 at one time. What's wrong with you?
I'm not giving you no damn $90 back. Damn, you should watch what you was doing.
You're going to give me my $90. Look, I done already told you. I wasn't even trying to give you this money. I was trying to give you $10. That's what I was trying to give you.
I'm not giving you a damn thing back. You're not getting nothing. Hell, you should be at home with your wife and your kids.
Hey, lady, listen. You don't even understand what's going on right here.
Lady, my you should have been there.
I wasn't trying to. Wasn't nobody trying to give you no money. This is a misunderstanding. I need to get my $100 back. Now, look, I'm already saying I was giving 10, but 90 of that belonged to me.
I'm not giving you no damn man. Have you lost your mind? You calling me, waking me up, talking about giving you $90. I'm not giving you that. Have you lost your mind?
I'm going to give you a tip, but I ain't giving you no $90 tip.
You did. You got no $100.
I'm giving you a $10. Hey, lady, look, I'm not going to sit here and go ahead with you all this. Look, I want to get my $90 back from you.
No, first of all, if you call me late one more time, I'm going to come find you and kick your ass. Second of all, I'm not giving you no damn $90 back. Thanks for the tip. You should have been there the first place, like I said. Kick your ass at home next time.
Hey, lady, on the real, I ain't trying to go back and forth with you. I'm saying it's been a mistake. I wasn't trying to give you no $100. All right, so when I give you a $100 bill, that was a mistake. I just want my money back. Ain't nobody tripping with you. Give me my money back.
I'm not giving you a damn thing back. I'm not giving you back. That's your problem. You need to go home and tell your wife what you did with the extra $90.
Say, you know, I'm not trying to get your whooped. I told you I want my $90 back.
I'm not giving you a thing. I'm not going to come find me then. Come find me. Come find me then. If you want
to get $90
back, come find me.
Say, yeah, I'm not trying to get your foot behind $90. I want my money from you.
What? I want you to tell that you bring your up in here. I'm going to give you something out there. It's going to be no damn $90. I bet you that one.
When are you going to pay me my $90?
I'm not giving you no damn $90. So don't ask me that. No. I'm not.
gonna give me, you gonna give me my $90? You gonna do that?
You don't come in here for that really won't let me change back. Please, you better get your off my phone before I come cut your. What the do you think I have? Don't call me with that.
Hey, I got one more thing I want to tell you. You listen to me.
Hell no, I can't listen to your punk.
Are you listening to me? I got one more thing I need to say to you.
No, you can kiss my.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening to me?
Hell no, don't call me with that. I ain't listen to you. I'm Kevin Dunn. What you got to say? You can kiss my with your punk.
I said, I got one more thing to say to you. Are you
what
listening
you
to
say?
Me?
What you got to say? What is it? What is it?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
Who is this?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Tommy.
They'll
make you get your ass killed. I'm going to cut you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, let's get to it. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry letter.
Subject, this dude is always, I know, what was that?
I don't know what that
subject,
about.
This dude is always at my house. Dear Stephen Shirley, my wife and I have been married for 5 years. I'm in the National Guard and I got deployed earlier this year. Anyway, my wife has a male friend that she went on a blind date with before we met. She had told me that nothing happened and that they didn't feel a spark at all. She is still friends with him. Before I left for my deployment, he asked me if it bothered me if he spends time with my wife and my children while I'm gone. I told him no. When I first left, I hardly called my wife. Recently, I started calling more, and she gets upset when I call. Her friend is constantly over at the house again, and when he is there, she won't talk to me. So I started talking to an ex-girlfriend, and things happened that shouldn't have, and my wife found out. It's lonely being deployed, so I wanted to talk to someone. My wife has never forgiven me for what I did. Now my wife's friend goes out with her and the kids all of the time. He is staying overnight at my house, and if he isn't staying all night, he doesn't leave until 2 or 3 a.m. I have told my wife that I don't like this at all. I have told her that he wants more than just a friendship. It's not my wife that I don't trust. It's him. Am I wrong for thinking something is going on? Would I be wrong if I call him and tell him that he needs to respect the man of the house? Please help. All right. First of all, thank you for your service in the National Guard. We appreciate that.
That ain't what this letter for.
But listen, got to say thank you, though.
Yeah, we just said that.
Got to say thank you.
That ain't what this is.
But I'm saying thank you to him. Listen, you have got to take responsibility for your role in all of this. You really do. He asked you, this other man asked you, if you'd be bothered by him spending time with your wife while you were gone. And what did you say? You said no. Okay, so right there, you gave him permission. Right then and there, you gave him permission to come on in. And not only that, you hardly called your wife or your children while you were deployed. You allowed this guy to come into your home, be the man in your own house. And you're right. Yes, he does want more than just a friendship with your wife. And unfortunately, your wife does too. She wants more because she's replaced you with him. He spends the night at your house. Okay, you think they're being friends. Then he goes out with her, the kids. I'm sure they look like the perfect little happy family. And then when you do call now, she won't talk to you. Is it that she won't talk to you because you had this affair with this other woman or you were calling someone, you know? Or is it that this man is here taking your place? Yeah, you want to know, should you call the man and tell him that he needs to respect the man of the house? It's kind of too late for that. It's kind of too late for that because he's walking all over you and everything you own and have. It's too late to call. It sounds like your marriage is over, sir. Steve?
To hell. Take your time. Sit up
who
in
does
my
this?
Damn seat. Sit up in this ignorant-ass letter. The dude is always at my house. First of all, I can't even type this letter. I can't, my fingers is not pressing the keys in the order that says this dude is always at my house.
Can't type that. Can't
no. Type that. No, he might be at somebody's house. He ain't finna be at my house. See, M-Y-H-O-U-S-E negates this whole damn letter. My house.
Yeah.
See, once we talking about my damn house, the rest of this letter is irrelevant. My wife and I have been married for 5 years. You the National Guard, got deployed, yada, yada, yada. You know, Shirley, thank you for your service. Whatever, dog. Anyway, my wife has a male friend. Right there. Male friend. Mm-hmm. Female friend. Mm-hmm. I done told y'all on this show how many times about these friends.
A lot.
Let your wife be your best friend and you be your wife's best friend. Mm-hmm. Two-handed circle in the marriage, nobody else in the circle. If you let anybody else in the circle other than the married people, it's going to be a problem. Thus, the damn letter. This dude is always at my house.
He in the circle.
Now, this meant that they went on a blind date. Didn't nothing happen. There were no sparks at all. Well, it's on fire now. Before I left for my deployment, he asked me if it bothered me if he spends time with my wife and my children while I'm gone. I told him no. See, first of all, I don't know the man that can come to me. That can even swallow his spit and say to me, oh, Steve, would you mind if I spent some while you was taping Apollo? Yeah,
taping Apollo.
Or one of them other damn shows you got. Would you mind if I spent some time with your wife and your kids? The foot, man.
The foot scared me, man.
Oh, man.
Boy. When I first left, I hardly called my wife. Recently, I started calling more, and she get upset when I call. What she want? Okay, now she upset.
What did she say?
What she want? Well, you my wife. You don't act like it. Oh, okay.
Or sometimes he answer.
Her friend is constantly over at the house. And when he's there, she won't talk to me. He over there because he asked you, would it bother you? And you told the man no. Yeah. See, first of all, the fact that he even asked you, how old are you? You got to be 20-something. Mm. You got to be in your 20s. And I don't know what black dude is typing this damn letter. I just don't know how this worked out. So, but I'm assuming you are of African-American descent. First of all, you ain't got no daddy in your life. Because he ain't taught you how to handle your house. And this little thing y'all got called a marriage, this thing is shot. Now, her friend is constantly over at the house again. And when he's there, she won't talk to me. So I started talking to an ex-girlfriend. Things happened that shouldn't happen. My wife found out. It's lonely being... How did she find out? You way over there.
Thank you.
Exactly. How did she find out? You know, everything in this letter starting to be stupid. The letter stupid, you stupid. She found out. Now, here was really stupid. My wife has never forgiven me for this. It's a man in my house. And you sitting up here telling me about she didn't forgive you for that.
Right.
Now, my wife friend go out with her and the kids all the time. He's staying overnight at my house. What? Harold, get back to this damn letter.
Yeah.
Spent the night where?
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we go. Let's recap the today's strawberry letter subject.
This dude is always at my house. Now, the dude always. In the military went on deployment. She got an ex-boyfriend that they went on a blind date, but nothing happened. Before I left for deployment, he asked me if it bothered me if he spends time with my wife and my children while I'm gone. I told him no. You stupid.
Yeah.
You stupid. Mm-hmm. And then he hardly calls while he was on deployment. You start calling more. She get upset when you call. Her friend, who is this man, is constantly over at the house. And again, when he's there, she won't talk to me.
Wow.
You stupid. So I started talking to an ex-girlfriend and things happened that shouldn't have, and my wife found out. You stupid. How you way over there, she find out. You stupid. It's lonely being deployed, so I wanted to talk to someone. That's stupid. You don't say that out loud. You keep it to your damn self. My wife has never forgiven me for that. And you thought she would? You stupid.
So that's
now my wife friend goes out with her and the kids all the time. He's staying overnight at my house. And if he ain't staying all night, he don't leave till 2 and 3. Stop calling him her damn friend.
Uh-huh.
I got buddies. Jay, yeah. We friends?
We're friends.
I've been over your house at 2 in the morning.
Hell no.
Junior, we friends?
Yes, sir.
I've been over your house at 3 a.m.
You ain't never came to my apartment.
It's because you stupid.
Oh, my God.
I have told my wife that I don't like this. And I have told her, here's the key line in this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I have told her that he wants more than just a friendship. Boy, you so stupid.
He's so believable.
He already getting more than friendship.
Yes, he is.
See, you the other man in the relationship right now. You're the other man. It's you're the other guy. He live in your house. He spend the night with your wife, and when he ain't spending the night, he there till 2 or 3 in the morning. The kids go to sleep. He tied on your wife all this time. He, the only reason he go home at 2, 3 in the morning, because he tired. He tired of being with your wife and your kids. Now, dog, I don't know why you wrote us this letter. Then you said in this letter, that after you, here, it's a couple of key moments. This is it. I've told her that he wants more than just friendship. He getting more.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
he's spanking her everything.
Oh. You doing what?
Go ahead.
He's spanking her.
Go ahead.
Because she's been bad.
She got her elbows on the dresser looking back over
her shoulder.
Over her shoulder.
That look right there. Say it again.
At the spanking. Got her elbows on the dresser, looking in the mirror, looking over her shoulder at the spanking. And it don't hurt.
Oh, man.
Just stupid ass. And then get the next, hear the stupid line. It's not my wife that I don't trust.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, well, who is it then? Oh, well, help me now, because now I'm stupid. Now I'm stupid. It's not my wife I don't trust. Well, who is it? You cannot be talking about this man that you told could stay at your house.
Yeah, gave him permission.
Oh, man.
Could you go back to the spanking?
Hold on 1 second. Am I wrong for thinking something is going on? You ain't thinking.
She told you.
Don't right. call me while he here. I'm mad when you call. He over here all night. He just left at 3. How you know he just left? Because she telling you. What is you still thinking for? Why ain't your ass on the plane?
That's what I'm about to ask, huh? Where's the line about the
when
plane?
When is you going to get undeployed?
Undeployed. He just can't leave.
Yeah. I would. You at the house spanking my wife. I'm coming to the house. Spank me. Any spanking going on in my house, I'm the one doing it. Would I be wrong? Here go. This boy dumber. He get dumber as the letter go on. Would I be wrong if I call him and tell him he needs to respect the man of the house? Because damn sure don't respect your wife because he's spanking her. He might as well start respecting you because he just thrashing her. He doing like he want to, but you want him to respect you.
What's she doing in the mirror?
She got her elbows on the dresser, looking in the mirror, and then looking back over her shoulder at the spanking.
He putting that Bing Rames on her.
And then she look back in the mirror and make the pooch lip face. While he's spanking her, she in the mirror with her elbows on the dresser with her face in the mirror making the pooch lips.
That's why she said, don't call when he's here. Man. There's spanking going on.
Can't do me like that.
Oh, that's why, Jay.
He got on your house shoes. Your robe.
He got on
your robe. He's shaving with your razor.
Mm-hmm. He's daddy too.
He using your roll on. Yeah. All on it. So when you get at the house, it's his hair that's on the stick of that roll on. That's God, his. Though. Yeah, all this true. He got your footies on. Yeah. He drinking out your coffee cup. He's sitting in your chair at the head of the table.
You actually wow. making me mad.
Yeah.
He ought to be mad. Ain't he wore that plaid shirt you like.
His favorite.
He outside, he on your grill. Ooh. He got your apron on with Big Daddy on it.
Wow.
Protect. No draw.
Wow.
Hey, dog. Y'all don't have. Yeah. Y'all don't have a good relationship right now.
What?
No, y'all might as well just go and get divorced, dog.
I just stole that Coast Guard helicopter.
Hook up with that girl. You ain't gonna make it, man. No. And don't do nothing to the man. Don't go back over there being violent. Mm-hmm. Ain't no need of that, man. Just go home, break up. Cause you said the man could stay there with your stupid ass.
Yeah.
All right. I don't see what the National Guard want with your dumb
man. I stole that helicopter.
Coming up, Steve, you're from Cleveland. People from Cleveland are testy. We'll tell you about it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. The Golden State Warriors took a 2-0 lead. Yeah. In the NBA Finals, they had a 132-113 win. Over the Cleveland Cavs in game two. Dutch now, after skin. The game, LeBron was not in the mood for silly questions. He just was not having it. While taking questions, LeBron remained amicable after the loss, save for one response to a reporter that asked, LeBron, do you just feel this is a case where you just have to defend home court at this point? Take a listen to LeBron's response, please.
They're a different team. They're a different team. You know, you guys asked me what was the difference, and I told you, so they're a different team.
LeBron, you just feel this is a case where you got to defend home court at this point?
Well, I mean, are you a smart guy?
I think so.
I think so, right? So if we don't defend home court, what happens?
But yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
I'm asking you.
Well, yeah, then you guys are looking at getting swept.
All right. So the answer to your question. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, he's a little testy.
Can I say something about sports? Because I know very little about it.
Please say it.
It just to me, as a person who don't like to lose, you should not have to answer a damn thing once you lose the game.
You should.
Nothing. No. Yeah. You right. shouldn't have no to talk questions. To nobody.
Right.
None I of agree. These stupid ass questions about yeah. home. I don't know much. I've just got into sports. But that right there yeah. is stupid. Yeah. What do you feel would happen? I'll tell you what happened. They had more points than we did. Okay.
Yeah. Take that away, you got a tie.
Yeah, and I'm done. Yeah. That's the way it should be. I don't know. Nobody ever asked me.
You know, it is kind of messed up when you get these guys up there, but that's the rules of the league, though. Mm-hmm. You have to attend the press conference.
Yeah.
For the press and the promotion of the games. They have to go.
Didn't they see the game?
Yeah.
At
this point, do you have to defend home court? I mean, you can't lose your two home games. That's the series. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have to win the two at home. And what happened last year was they lost one at home. Mm-hmm. And they went back out to Golden State down 3-1. Then they won. You know, I don't know how, man.
They won three straight.
This.
Five, six, 7 years.
It's not the same light-skinned team from last year. That's all I know.
Went back out there and won one. Mm-hmm. Then it came back and won, and then went back out there and won it. And it's a different team. They are mm-hmm. better. Golden State is better. But we still here. Mm-hmm. We still here. We is Cleveland. So we will defend the land.
Don't take this ass whooping personal.
Jay.
What?
Well, you know, Cleveland people are testy.
You're still
right
technically right, the new guy.
Yeah. Steve, what, you okay?
Yeah,
Cleveland people are testy right now.
Yeah.
I'm in Cleveland right now. So
well, I mean, you know, I'm from Cleveland. You know, we're a little testy right now. We ain't no more testy than Houston.
Whoa. Why do you keep throwing up? Tommy, just shut up, Tommy.
Yeah, you know, in
I mean, it. I mean, yeah, we tested. Y'all don't know the feeling.
If you just be quiet, Tommy,
testy recognized testy.
Doing us like
you damn right we testy. But we testy because we in it. You testy and lost your damn MVP. Y'all ain't won nothing. You ain't won a series or the MVP. Westbrook took that. Mm. You wanted something in Houston. All y'all got left is Sugarloaf.
Sugarloaf. Sugarland.
But I was immediately out. I thought he was talking about a player. I'm immediately out.
A play?
I didn't know
what
who sold Proper 8 money? Bingo.
Tell you something, man. Greatest play ever. Left on the Thursday, home Friday.
Wow.
2 weeks of close.
At this point, Joe Osteen is a better player in Houston. But that joke. You like that joke? That's for you, Steve.
Hey, Tom.
Please stop saying Papa Ray. Who told Papa Ray money was a good place? Stop saying that.
It was.
Listen to me. Y'all had to stop saying
it. It was a fine piece
of meat. It was. Y'all feel that way. But the people who went there didn't tell nobody
else. It was
else.
Excellent, man.
There wasn't enough people that knew, though.
I packed 2 weeks of clothes.
Y'all had to stop all this. You know, I had a lot of good jokes I wrote in the car. But, when I took it out on that damn stage, it was nowhere near as funny out there. I was in the car. I damn near broke the windshield laughing. I was beating on my steering wheel so bad. Got to the comedy club that night. Went over my notes and went on stage with that same joke. I laughed one time for 8 exits at the same damn joke. Got off exit 9, told it, and got back on that exit, mind numb in size.
Fine piece of theater, Steven.
Oh, man, I want to believe what y'all say, but just based on the numbers.
But you should have gone, Steve. Yeah, you should have. Tommy, why don't you bring it back?
He's not going to bring it back.
He never supports service, so let's quit.
Oh. I don't go to stuff that I don't know this is a hit. I support stuff after it's a hit.
So tell everybody.
I'm not in the come up biz.
But tell everybody about the play.
It's he is stupid. The man is
what
so
stupid. What did he say? I missed it. What did he say?
I support it after it's a hit.
After it's a hit. I don't support stuff before it's a hit.
That's a shame.
That's not support.
Who stole Papa Ray's money? That's the play we're talking about.
A fine piece of theater, Tommy. I must say, I'm not saying that because I was in it.
Yeah. Come on, Tommy.
Go on, tell them what it was. All three of y'all was in it.
Yeah, I was in it.
Y'all were left on Thursday. Y'all was back home on Friday.
That's besides the point.
Go ahead.
Stage play called Who Stole Papa Ray's Money? Uh-huh. It's a play about a father that's passed away, and they all in the house looking for this money that their daddy didn't left. That's the thing is that they got to stay in this house.
It must have been a small house because the play was over on Thursday.
Hey, man.
It was a tiny house.
Hey.
It was a tiny house.
It was
who stole Barbara's money? They found it and they had to close the play.
Listen, Dr. Ian Smith is coming up next. Our friend, he's going to tell us about his brand new book, Blast the Sugar Out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, can I do the honors?
Go right ahead.
Y'all mind? Can I do that?
Right.
All right, our special guest is New York Times bestseller of 14 books and is best known for his Shred Diet series. I did a little shredding with him.
Yeah.
His newest book, Blast the Sugar Out, is attacking sugar and negative effects sugar has on our bodies. In the United States, it's estimated that 29.1 million people have diabetes. All right.
The sugar.
And an astounding 86 million people are pre-diabetic, all right? The book presents a 5-week plan to blast the sugar out of your diet.
and the residential diabetic will do the interviewing.
We'll be talking to the doctor. Since I have it myself. I have the sugar. How you doing, Doc?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Welcome to the show, Dr. Ian Smith.
Thank you so much.
It's been so long.
Yes. Been a minute, man.
We won't let that happen again. How about that?
No.
All right, thank you.
So I got your book. You sent me a book in the mail. I started reading it, and this says blast the sugar out. The problem is sugar is in everything, pretty much everything.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. So what I'm trying to teach you with the book is that manufacturers put so much sugar in places that you don't think. Yogurt, protein bars, you know, certain types of cereals that look healthy. And so in the book, I show people where these sugars are. I teach people how to get the sugars out and how to make smarter choices and better options.
Why do we have that addiction to sugar, and not just sugar, but salt also? We just got to have salt, and we got to have sugar. What is it about those two things?
Well, Nephew Tommy mentioned about the diabetics and pre-diabetics, which are staggering numbers, but millions of people are addicted to sugar because what sugar does is sugar causes your brain to feel good. It releases a neurotransmitter or a chemical called dopamine, and the dopamine is what makes you feel good. So the more sugar you eat, the more dopamine you release, the more you want, and you have these huge cravings. In my book, instead of stopping you cold turkey from sugar, and by the way, I'm not trying to eliminate sugar because people live their life without sugar. I'm just reducing amount of bad sugar. So in 5 weeks, people lose up to 20 pounds in 5 weeks. They drop their blood sugars by 30%. And then their cravings, they cut their cravings completely out because at the end of the 5 weeks, they're still eating sugar, but their body doesn't want it as much as it used to.
Well, you know, I was talking about, we worked before in terms of, you know, getting people to lose weight and talking about diabetes. I've always said there's three types of diabetes, type 1, type 2, and a type 3. A type 3 is a person who lives with a 1 or a 2. And you have to really change your whole attitude when you live or take care of a diabetic. And why is that so hard?
Well, that's why I wrote the book. So this book, Blast the Sugar Out, it's regular food. It's nothing expensive. So, and the meals, there are more than 45 recipes. There are snack options. There are swap outs. But it's food that everyone can eat. So it's not like sometimes, you know, when you have to fix food for yourself and then fix food for the rest of the family. And people tend to do that for a little while. Then they get too tired or it becomes too expensive. Yeah. In my book, all the recipes, all the foods, and you look at the foods. There's grilled cheese. There's burgers. There's lasagna. There's fish. There's chicken. Oh, it's all regular food. People, the whole family can eat the plan. We got this great Facebook page. It's called Sugar Blasters, right? One lady last week posted that she lost 10 pounds in a week. There's a truck driver out in Indiana. He lost 15 pounds in 3 weeks. But even more important, people are coming off their type 2 diabetes medications, and people are supporting and sharing recipes. That's the key, by the way. If you can get some good recipes and some support, studies show you lose a lot more weight and keep it off a lot longer.
What are some good snacks that don't have a lot of sugar in them, Doc?
Well, you know, the obvious snacks are the vegetables, right? So, you know, carrots and cucumbers and hummus. We don't eat enough hummus, by the way. Hummus, I don't know if y'all like hummus. Hummus is unbelievable.
You love hummus?
I love hummus, Doc. I'm a hummus.
Not a hummus fan.
I love hummus. I love it.
I just don't know what you grind it up.
I don't know what that is.
Listen, guys, I'm telling you right now, I didn't eat hummus for a long time. When I want a snack, you grab some chips or some vegetables and dip the hummus. It's unbelievable. Protein, the fiber in it. And it fills you up, right, Shirley?
Yes, it does.
Well, you know, you make
it
sound delicious, but when you look at hummus, you don't see that.
It's not very attractive.
No, look like you're spreading mud is what it looked like.
White mud.
So, Doc, where can they get the book?
Yeah, get the book everywhere. It's cheaper on Amazon, but Barnes & Noble, Walmart. If they have questions, you can email me directly. My email is the name of the book, blastthesugarout@gmail.com. And make sure you join our Facebook group. It's called Sugar Blasters. Lose up to 20 pounds in 5 weeks and drop your blood sugars. And this is for everybody, not just diabetics or pre-diabetics. This book is for anyone who wants to eat better and get their life and their energy levels back.
So see there, Jay.
Well, I'm going to work
selfish.
With it. Yeah, I'm going to try to get some of this weight on.
For everyone.
If I can get this gut down, I'll be all right.
I'm going to buy you some hummus.
There you have it, everybody. Dr. Ian on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Dr. Ian, we love you, Dr. Ian.
Love you guys. See you later.
Thanks, Doc.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
All right. Oh, boy.
I'm convinced now, y'all.
What are you convinced about?
I think Tiger Woods was on that sugar. Well, I think he was on that sugar. You know what I'm saying?
Are those sugar eyes, Tiger?
Them sugar eyes right there.
Those don't look like sugar eyes.
Those are sugar eyes, Tommy. I don't know. At 3 in the morning?
No.
Come on. It's not a lot of sugar in 3 in the morning.
He may have been leaving his little cupcake, yeah. But he wasn't no sugar.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Tiger Woods, I don't know, in case you haven't heard, was arrested. He says that it was actually a reaction to prescribed medication. Wow. So that's what he said.
I hope he gets past it.
Yeah,
I know, too.
He wants his fans and family and friends to know that alcohol had nothing to do with it. That's what he said.
Tiger Woods. Maybe. They got him by the balls, not golf balls. Golf.
Yeah, you get away with a lot. A lot.
You know, somebody ain't been talking shit.
We let a lot.
They got a lot.
Yeah. A lot going on.
A lot. Okay.
Golf balls. New to talking.
Yes. You've had a lot of built up.
I ain't talked in 20 years. Yeah.
Man, oh yeah. Man, oh man.
I hope he gets through it, yeah. But it doesn't look like he's on that sugar, though. I don't know.
Yeah, those weren't sugar eyes.
Those are not sugar
eyes. It wasn't a sugar face. It just wasn't, Tiger.
It wasn't nothing sweet about it.
I think Steve.
Get that.
Yeah, Steve said on the show yesterday, just plainly, he needs Jesus.
He does,
Let's
yeah.
pray for him. Uh-huh. Let's pray for Tiger. Seriously, because I want him to get back on the greens and you know, do what he does best. That's yeah, what I want for
he's
him.
He's definitely dealing with the brown.
Yeah.
Liquor.
Something. Those
Something
weren't sugar else. Eyes, though. We know
no,
that.
No, not at all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And I know I'm going to get some pushback from my nephew.
I was just giving him that.
Thinks he's the, you know, master cook and all like this, you know.
I'm with him.
Yeah, them easy bake ovens, he is good. Though.
I believe him. He said he can do it, he can do it.
Baby ass cooking, he be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy bake ovens, he on JB.
Yeah, you know, got the little light.
Not an easy bake, the man can really cook.
Yeah, you know, he always say that. So,
he
you know,
can,
you
know, Jace. Tommy can.
I know. Everybody always Real. Say he can. They're yeah. so supportive of Tommy because they know he fall apart so easy. So
I'm not.
Shirley and Carl are always I'm very supportive of Tommy. Always
he
very
can cook.
Supportive.
Man,
not on everything, but on the
Chef Boyard Tommy.
Supportive of everyone on the show.
No, you're not, Shirley. You're extra
Chef
supportive Boyard of Tommy.
You're
because you know he's fragile.
Everybody on the show. So, I mean,
what'd you say, Tommy?
He's the hater?
Yeah, you're the hater of everybody. Why are you so
You have
angry?
No reason so for me to hate. I keep telling you that. Stop know, thinking I'm hating on you. You don't have no reason for me to hate.
That's hate right there.
Envy, that's hate right there.
I'm just telling you, let's stop this. This is ridiculous.
Envious
you barbecue your food and I barbecue mine.
It don't stop there.
Is this another barbecue argument?
It is.
Tommy can't out-barbecue me.
He
Tommy
says
got
he can.
Well, he says. He said
he hasn't lied
had
to
a
me
nice
since
Maserati.
I've been here.
He said
he
the Rolls Royce worked. And both of them been on the side of the road. Have you ever heard me since you know me say one of my cars broke down side
he
of the road?
Hasn't lied to
well,
me since
okay, Stephen, Tommy's defense, the Rolls Royce was because he didn't put gas in it. It's not because it like broke down mechanically or anything. Remember
okay,
that.
So
what?
Well, but Steve, yeah. okay, Tommy got issues with cars.
He ran out of
but
gas.
He can cook.
Key word right there, Rolls Royce. He didn't put gas in it.
Yeah, he ran out
right
of gas.
Right there, you shouldn't have one.
Who put gas in your car?
A car? You just shouldn't have one at all.
Should have bought a Rolls Royce, and you ain't got a man.
Are you upset about the car? What
see,
is it?
I'm not upset about that. See, right there. See, you trying to twist it.
But it's just
but they always try
hate.
To
you don't,
defend
you.
You
don't feel the hate when you open your mouth and all that run out
no,
of you.
No, hell no. You got this big-ass Rolls Royce, but you got to put gas in it it's right of, there.
It's full of cooking utensils. That's why it broke down. He was going to cook. going somewhere to cook. He can cook.
He can't do nothing about them cars, but he can cook.
People who have Rolls Royces, $500,000 car, supposed to have people.
To put
but
gas
I don't
in
have
it?
People.
Tommy, your car was $500,000.
That's what they did talk. When you spend that's a $500,000 car. You supposed to have people.
Well, I don't
well why have. You got a $500,000 car? See, that's something I said. Well, I be trying to teach you. It's levels to this. Stay on your level.
Well, what is
so what
his level, Steve?
What
kind of car should you drive?
Tommy got money. Tommy got nice money.
What you want
so
me to do?
Tommy, Tommy make what good money.
Ain't nothing wrong with a Nissan.
I love
what
it.
Kind of car should he, what kind of car should he get?
I don't know. What kind of car you got, Shirley?
Huh?
What kind of car you got?
Shirley balling.
Well, what she got, Tommy?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be loud.
Shirley got a plane.
Shirley balling.
Shirley flies to work every day.
And this one over here on my right.
Is Tommy I'll throw a millionaire?
My phone at you if you say anything.
Hell yeah, he a millionaire.
Tommy, you a millionaire?
But nah. A soft millionaire, though.
What does that mean?
He's soft. I mean, if you spend $100, you're not
that one. Mean he a millionaire before taxes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ooh. Just a random ooh.
Yeah, I know you can't sing on the back of songs no more because we're doing what's called trick radio. So sorry about that. I just goodbye. Just doing my damn self. I just imagine I'm singing a song. I went, what, Shirley?
Can we give a shout out to our friend Kevin Hart?
Oh,
we learned that today.
Kevin
Hart.
His movie did great over the weekend. Came at number two, $23.5 million. Captain Underpants.
And now his book comes out today.
Yeah, he was our special guest host on Friday.
Yeah. Right.
And then he has a brand new book, I Can't Make This Up, Life Lessons.
It's a bunch of short stories. I've read some of it, yeah.
Shut up, Jeff.
What? Stop. What did I say now?
You said short
stories. You know,
did I say something wrong?
His book is a bunch of short stories.
Wow. Anyway, it's in stores today. It's called I Can't Make This Up, Life Lessons. Kevin talked about, he'll talk about his journey and all the lessons and the wisdom he has gotten throughout the years. So pick it up today. I Can't Make This Up, Life Lessons. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Kev. Nice lesson. Yeah. Also, man, I want to send a shout out to Orlando Jones.
He came with it.
Boy, I want to thank you, man. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to Orlando Jones' Facebook page, I can't say none of this.
No, you can't.
But it feel good.
But boy, if I could, if I could just take Orlando's head off his Facebook page and put mine on it, go to Orlando Jones' statement about Bill Maher using the N-word. Yeah. He is so on point.
He laid it out, man.
He ain't holding nothing back.
Because that's what it is, man. Yeah. All this fake uproar about you mad at Bill Maher. Really? Come on.
We got bigger issues. Much bigger issues.
Come on, man.
That's true.
That dude did the dog.
Blue Thigh, you know.
He was in that movie with you, Jay.
Drumline. Drumline, greatest movie ever made.
I love that movie, Jay.
It was so good.
The greatest movie ever made.
Me too, which is what?
Drumline.
Yeah.
The greatest.
Yeah.
It was, Jay.
Ever made.
Great role in there.
Go ahead. You did.
Ever. Mm-hmm. Now, they kill me and think like a man. They didn't even tell me I was going to be dead. It just...
Oh, they did.
It hurt me so much to my heart, the way they killed me. I said, when we start shooting? He said, oh, you dead.
Yeah, you passed. Nobody knew you, Jay. You just passed.
Yeah, I didn't even know you had died in the
movie. Yeah, I asked, what's your boy named Steve? What's his name?
Will Packard.
Will Packard. I saw Will Packard right now. I said, Will, so when we start shooting? Oh, you dead.
You ain't know?
I had no idea.
Just as fast as Papa Ray.
Yeah.
Tommy,
another D.
Oh, hey Tommy, I didn't do that one. That one came from Julie. That came.
You know what I like about this room? Dude. Anybody can get hit at any time.
We go hard in the paint.
What, Shirley? We do what?
We go hard in the paint here.
You got
sports.
Sports quotes, slang.
Yeah.
We go hard.
All of that.
We go all hard that. In the paint.
Same thing they told Papa Ray. You dead.
There you go, Junior. All day today.
Yeah, you've been doing it all day. I've been sitting there watching it.
All right, we got some music. We got some jams. Break some of this ignorance up right here. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it is time for just one more thing. And what
just
better time
more
to
thing.
Yeah, what better time to talk
happy birthday to my son.
Huh?
Happy birthday to my son.
Oh, happy birthday to your son. Okay, happy birthday happy to birthday, Jay's son. What's his name?
All right.
Terrell. Happy birthday, son. Happy Daddy's got nothing for you. Nothing. Nothing.
Just gonna be give looking. Him a gift?
Yeah, oh, that was it.
He that age.
he that age.
And happy
hope your
birthday
day go
Bobo.
Good.
Happy about birthday 63. To Bobo, too. How old?
What's up, Bobo?
And happy birthday to Bobo. That's right.
Happy birthday, Bobo.
Uh-huh.
We love Bobo.
And we got to talk. Yeah, we got to talk about the mentoring
name it
program.
All these people don't nobody know. Don't nobody know Bobo.
We got to talk about
what kind of radio is this y'all doing all of a sudden? Happy birthday, Bobo. Y'all don't never say Bobo name on the radio.
Well, we're saying it today. We said it. It's over. Bobo, let's talk about the mentoring camp, Steve.
He's so angry.
Don't nobody know no damn Bobo.
You were hurting Bobo's feelings. Right?
Everybody
he's
LA
famous
know
in
Bobo.
L.A. Yeah, he's famous in L.A.
This radio show is in 93 other cities.
Bobo's very sensitive, Steve.
Well, we just very introduced sensitive. The rest of them to Bobo.
I just had a white lady on the Apollo that suffered with anxiety attacks. And I'm going to repeat to you what the dude said from the audience at the Apollo.
What
when I went
say?
Out and told him, this woman, y'all can't boo her because she suffers with anxiety. He said, Steve, go head on with that bull blank. This Harlem, we all got anxiety.
That's a great line.
Boo! And I'm talking about, man.
From
boo,
the gut. From the gut, man.
And the puppet.
Man.
Wow.
Man. Honey, man. Voice
I can't wait to
the
see
same.
The new Apollo.
They was booing this lady so hard. She was a ventriloquist. Her and the puppet's voice became the same.
What's no they booing you. No, they booing you. They booing you. No, they booing you.
What's going on? You tell me. You the one brought me out of here. Boy.
All right, let's get serious just for a moment and talk about the mentoring camp, Steve. Your mentoring camp. It's next week.
It's next week. I don't have the text week. Information in front of me.
Yeah.
But I'm
Well, anyway, let me talk about the mission for a minute while you're doing that. It is to provide outreach to fatherless youth, okay, to fatherless young men. It promotes education, enrichment, one-on-one mentoring, global service initiatives, and we're trying to cultivate the next generation of responsible leaders. That's what's happening with the Steve and Marjorie Harvey Foundation and the mentoring camp. And your gifts can help, all right? That's the most important thing. Your gifts can help Steve and Marjorie mentor these young men and make them good products of society, okay? You can do that by texting Steve, okay, to 91999, okay? If you want to help, please text Steve to 91999. That is for our giving campaign. It impacts youth, creates dreamers and leaders, and it heals families, all right?
So
it.
You know what it is, folks. On the line that when you're getting ready to text, on the line that says 2, you type in 91999. 91999. Then down in the blocks where you text in Steve. Press send, and then the instructions are there. If you can help us, man, it'd be much appreciated. We are changing boys' lives, man.
Yeah, yeah.
250 boys are at the camp this year.
Wow. That's
not
impressive.
To mention the satellite camps that we do around the country.
Wow.
We try to touch 1,000
good
boys.
Stuff, man. Really good
it's
stuff.
Really, really life-changing, man. I'm going to post some videos of young boys that's graduating, young boys that's in the military. And a follow-up program is headed up by a gentleman named Frank Hollum, who does an excellent job. A lot of the boys stay in touch with each other. A lot of the boys walk away with soldiers as their mentors. A lot of boys have never had a man tell them they love them before. Out at camp, we love them up, man. We love them. Now, our love comes with a cost. It's not free love. You know, man's love is very different. You have to perform to get his love. That's how it is. You have to earn it. We can't love you and then you disrespect us and we keep loving you. That's not how it works out there. So we teach young boys that you have to do the things that you have to do. Most of these boys are very uncomfortable when they get there because their mom's been letting them lay around. And, you know, once they holler at their mama threw, don't want to fuss with them. We have time for that. We like hollering back. Holler back. We like fussing. We like refusing to do things. We like all that.
Say it again, Unc. That's important. A man's love, you have to...
You have to earn a man's love.
Yeah.
A mother's love is different. They love you unconditionally. A man's love is based on how you respect him and return it.
Yeah.
Now, we'll give you the love and the hugs, but you got to do what we asked you to do. Now, if you don't do that, ain't no more hugs and love. We just got some more other stuff for you.
Yeah.
And it becomes really a great moment, man, at the end of the week when the soldiers bond and the mentors bond with these young boys, and it changes their lives. Mentoring is never going to go out of style. It's a necessary part of child rearing and development. You can have all the educational programs you want. If you're not somewhere sitting with these young men talking to them about the values and how to be a man, I'm telling you that education won't do you any good at all. Because if you're not a good person, if you're not a good man, what good is your education? Now, you need an education. It's important. There are missions in life that require education. You want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a scientist, a teacher. You got to get education. But you've got to learn how to be a citizen, a quality individual. Take care of your children. Love God. Go to church. Go to work every day. Respect women. Honor women. That's what manhood is. If you're missing those, I don't care what education you got. If you don't love God, respect women, take care of your children, you're failing as a man. You're failing. And there's too many men out here who have fathered children who refuse to be a daddy. We teach boys how to be daddies. And the greatest example we give them is their father, the one that's missing in your life. Now, how would you like to pass that on to somebody else? We're working on some things. Send us a message to 91999, text Steve. Message to 91999, text Steve. You can help us out. Y'all have a great weekend.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.